This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. A long time ago, I used to have this one recurring guest, and somehow or other, my fault. I didn't have him on, but I have reconnected with him. So it is with a great amount of pleasure that I bring back to you from the student of the gun. I'm talking about the kilt-wearing man himself, Paul Markle. Good evening, sir.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I always like it when you wear the kilt. I don't know why.
Yeah, I got to do it at least once.
Well, you seem to do it at all the shows. I mean.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I wear a SHOT. I wear an NRA. And I've discovered now that if I don't, that people get disappointed. So I got to do it at least once.
So it's been quite a while. First of all, I seem to remember Jared always wanting us to mention the store. So do we need to mention the Student of the Gun store?
Well, I mean, just studentofthegun.com is the central hub for everything Student of the Gun.
Okay.
Go to studentofthegun.com and you can figure out, you know, if your listeners are smart, they can figure it out from there.
Sure. So what's going on with Student of the Gun? It's gotten hot. Now, you moved last time we spoke. Well, not the last time we spoke, but the last time we spoke on air. You were in Mississippi, and now you're in Wyoming. Is that right?
Yes. I'm high atop the mountain in Saratoga, Wyoming.
Now, that's a bit of a change, both in climate and geography. Why did you go to Wyoming?
Actually, it's a long story, but the cool part of it is my wife wanted to come here, and I said, okay, let's do that, before she changed her mind.
Yeah, well.
So we left the subtropic jungle heat of Biloxi, and we are now in the high elevation, low humidity, mountainous region of southern Wyoming.
They say that if you live in Wyoming long enough, when the caldera goes up in Yellowstone, you'll go with it. But mm-hmm. It just depends on if you can live to be like 700,000 years old.
Yeah, that's one of the least of my worries.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking it would be. So anyway, Student of the Gun. Tell everybody about Student of the Gun. Let's familiarize Lock and Load listeners with Student of the Gun.
Oh, okay. Well, the elevator story is Student of the Gun is your number one source for online firearms, entertainment, education, and enlightenment 24/7 on demand, whether it's TV or radio or the written word or the spoken word or whatever it is you want, whatever format it is you want, you can get it. The TV show is on you should know this, but it's on Roku. If you got a Roku stick, if you got Amazon Fire TV, if you got Apple TV, if you got Chromecast TV, we have our own television channel. It's actually the Student of the Gun TV channel, and you can watch the show on demand 24/7. And of course, the radio show is on demand 24/7 via iTunes and Stitcher and Podcast Republic, and we're also on iHeartRadio as well. So I'd say probably the majority of your people have one of those things, if not several of them.
Or all of them.
Yeah, or all of them.
In today's digital world, everybody's got all of them. Anyway. So what's been on your mind lately? What's the latest thing catching Mr. Markle's attention?
Well, in addition, you know, trying to preserve the representative republic that once was the United States of America, I released a relatively new book called Examining the Armed Citizen, The Historic Struggle for the Control of Small Arms, and it's essentially what I did was I took a look at arms control, not just in the United States, because unfortunately, that one of the lies that we're fed consistently is that, well, the reason that people want gun control is because, you know, of the recent developments in science and mechanics. You know, we have to have gun control because ARs or AKs or whatever. But that's a complete and total lie. And the fact is that arms control, small arms control, has been going on essentially for the entire history of, well, recorded mankind history. And you can, did you know, and you probably did because you're a smart guy, but that there was a crossbow ban in Europe in the 11th century. And it continued on for, I believe, almost 100 years because crossbow was way too dangerous of an implement. And, you know, whereas it used to be, you needed education and training and strength and dexterity to launch an arrow at somebody. Well, now they came up with this thing that has a stock, and any peasant could pick it up, hold it in their shoulder, point it at a, you know, a representative of the state, and press a trigger, and boom, shoot them right through their armor with one of those bolts. That's not
goodness,
right.
Goodness gracious.
You can't let peasants have that kind of stuff.
Sounds like feudal Japan.
Yeah, they had the great sword hunts in feudal Japan. I referenced that as well. I go back about 1,000 years and move forward with examples of arms control throughout the world, throughout world history. We're just living in another era of arms control, but as long as man has been man, there have been those who've sought to, well, restrict the access of the peasantry class, the citizen class, you know, the taxpaying class, on whether or not they could have small arms, whether it was spears or, you know, crossbows or swords or whatever. And now we're all the way up to AR-15s. But the story is the same. The state doesn't want the peasants to have it because then the peasants have an argument. We don't want the peasants to have an argument. We want them to just shut up and give us their money.
You're right, right.
So I addressed that, but I also addressed a lot of other fallacies and lies of the gun control argument. And a lot of things that you'll probably, you know, your listeners probably hear from their reasonable aunt or their reasonable uncle or their father-in-law or whatever, you know, when they say, well, I don't know why you think you need to have that kind of gun where we have the police have 911. You say, okay. And then you say to that person, you say, well, what would you say if I told you that the Supreme Court of the United States, not once, but on multiple occasions, has stated that the police have no legal duty to stop you from being harmed or killed by an armed felon or a bad person? As a matter of fact, what if the police are actually held harmless, even if they're standing right there when you're stabbed or shot? What would you say then? And of course, your reason, you know, your uncle or whatever. And this is the thing, we find out how far off the reservation they actually are. Because if you hit them with that hard, cold, you know, classic reality, they're going to go off on a decision. Concern, baby killing and assault weapon, blah, 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 blah. Right?
Right.
But the fact of the matter is, the Supreme Court has held on numerous, the Supreme Court and state Supreme Courts have held the law enforcement, held them harmless, even though they had an opportunity to stop a crime and a murder and rapes and all that from occurring. The plaintiffs have attempted to hold them responsible. And the courts are like, no, the police are only responsible for protecting society in general.
Right.
Not in the specific. The verbiage that's most often used is that police officers have, quote, no legal constitutional duty to protect an individual.
Let me get you to hold
and
right
it's all there
if you will.
And white.
Yeah. Let me get you to hold right there if we can. Let's we got to go pay a few bills. Paul Markle is the original student of the gun. You can find his stuff at studentofthegun.com. Is a veritable suite. I would direct you to his pocket blowout kit or his pocket trauma kit, which I think he's sold out of. Yeah, he's sold out of those right now, but that's a good one to carry around. Well, you hang on there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Oh,
guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I am talking to Paul Markle, student of the gun, and I stand corrected. One category of the pocket lifesavers out of stock, and three are in stock. So, plenty of pocket lifesavers. That's a. Do you now? That's something that everybody recommends you carry nowadays if you're going to carry a gun, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a fight that I've been fighting for about 10 years or more now. And we're finally, if you hang around long enough, I guess you eventually see your ideas succeed. But, you know, I started when I was working as a military contractor about 10, 11 years ago, teaching the what they call the PCCC program to military troops. And it's tactical combat casualty care. It's what they teach all the young troopers before they go overseas. Essentially, it's you don't have to wait for a corpsman or a medic. You know, if you get blown up, you start working on yourself or your buddy starts working on you, and then the corpsman will eventually get to you. But right. by the time he gets to you, something's already been done. And I said to myself, I said, you know, if we can, I'm teaching 18 and 19 year old kids. If I can teach an 18 or a 19 year old kid to save his buddy's life and keep him from dying while he's waiting for a professional to show up, why can't the, you know, why couldn't the average American gun owner learn this? And the answer is there's no reason. There's no reason they can't. It's just they don't. But I found a lot of pushback in our, you know, shooting sports community gun culture, you know, 10, 11 years ago against that. They're like, oh, you should never, or oh, you're going to get sued. And Bill, you know, I think you'll share a laugh. When people who carry around Kimbers loaded with hydro shocks, that they're going to, and then they sit around at the gun shop talking about double taps and two to the chest and one to the head and all that. And then you say, well, you know, pressure dressings and tourniquets. And they're like, whoa! You know how much liability is involved in that? Like, you know how much liability is involved in double tapping someone to the face with a hydro shock? Or they there's not much more liability on planet Earth than putting bullets into humans. Everything else pales in comparison. But we've seen that come around now. You know, it transferred over from law enforcement. And now the police officers are actually training their people a little bit at a time, you know, trickle here, trickle there. And it's bleeding over into our community and our culture, which is good, which is what needs to happen.
Right. Tell me about the one box workout.
Okay, one box workout, really simple. I came up with that during season one of Student of the Gun TV, and that was you know, during the first iteration of the Comrade Barry gun and ammo scare, during 2011, 2012, when everybody was buying ammo and sitting on it, and you couldn't find it, or everybody's afraid to spend money on ammo, or they're afraid to shoot it up, and so on and so forth. I said, well, we can't stop training, and we can't stop practicing, because we want to hoard our ammo.
Right.
So I developed a skill maintenance program, if you will. It's called skill maintenance. And you take one box of 50, whether it's whatever, you name it, 50 rounds of Federal from Walmart or White Box or, you know, your average practice ammo, and you take yourself and your gun and the ammo to the range. And if you follow the five steps, what you'll find is by the time you're done, by the time there's 50 pieces of empty brass on the ground around your feet, you've actually done something positive, something productive. You didn't just turn, you know, money into noise. And let's face it, how many times you go into a public range and you see people that are just, it seems like their goal in life is to turn money into noise.
Right.
and the Pocket Lifesaver, the One Box Workout, my son Jared actually, there's a landing page called oneboxworkout.com. But it takes you through it step by step. And everybody should have that. And one of the things I tell people when they take classes is just because you took a class doesn't mean you're done. You know, you
right.
took a two-day pistol class or whatever, and now you need to get out there and you need to work on that stuff. You know, if you take a pistol class and you don't go to the range again, or you just, you know, go out strong-handed blasting away at milk jugs, it's not really skill. So, yeah, it's not hard. And it's pretty simple, and it's something that we've been encouraging people to do for, since 2011.
With shooting, like with one box workout, is it a good idea? Like I went to a Jaeger class at the beginning of June.
Mm-hmm.
Besides the heat almost killing me, I managed to finish the class. I fully understand why you moved away from Mississippi. If I was up in Tennessee. Yeah, from the humidity. I was up in Tennessee where the relative humidity was about 1,000%. But after all that shooting, you know, you come back and I haven't shot really. I'm going to a shoot house this coming weekend and I'm going to be shooting, you know. And I'm just wondering if it would not be a bad idea to grab a 100-round box and go to some indoor range and just work on, you know, trigger reset and all that other stuff, in addition to the dry firing and the drawing and the reholstering and all that other stuff that I do here when I'm not shooting.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, you know, most people, you know, the average person who has a family and a job and so forth, they can't devote that much time to shooting.
Sure.
And if I said, you know, can you devote 30 to 45 minutes, one time a month, and, you know, the range fee, or if you're already a member or whatever, and then, you know, if you're shooting a 9mm, you can get 50 rounds now for less than $10. It's back
sure.
down again. I was just at Walmart the other day, and you get brass Federal ammo for $9.49 for 50, so $10.
Right.
And you spend 30 minutes, 45 minutes on the range, and you actually leave the range having done something productive, you know, actually worked on some skill maintenance, you know, one-handed, two-handed, you know, single, left, right, all that. And I'm not going to, you know, go into detail on the radio, but it's all those things that you need to practice. It's foundational stuff that you have to master before you can move on to the more fancy things.
Right. Yeah, I used to do that when I lived close to an indoor range. I live close to an indoor range now. I just don't like the guy that owns it. That's my problem, I know. That's my problem, I know. Now, when we get back, can we go a little political? We're coming up on the next break. Can we go a little political? Because I know that that is a way you skew sometimes. I know you've covered that before. So can we go that way?
Guns are politics, whether you like it or not.
Okay. I like it. Student of the gun. I like it. I like it. But what was the name of the book that I came to the book signing for?
Oh, it's the Examining the Armed Citizen. The historic
okay.
struggle between arm the state and man for, you can get it on Amazon, for control of small arms. Examining the Armed Citizen.
And what is it called again?
Examining the Armed Citizen by Paul Markle, in paperback or Kindle edition.
Okay. At Amazon.com. Go check that out
Amazon.
In addition to, and there may be links there, as well at Student of the Gun, which, like he said, is an unbelievable hub of stuff. Go check that out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump spoke to another three possible Supreme Court nominees, including Senator Mike Lee of Utah, bringing the total number to seven. The White House did not disclose what was said in the conversations, but former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer says President Trump is doing exactly what the people elected him to do.
The reason Donald Trump can put whoever he wants on the Supreme Court within reason, and the Senate will confirm it, is because the American people elected Donald Trump and a Republican Senate. If the American people had elected a Democratic president and a Democratic Senate, the Democrat could have done that. These decisions are fundamentally made by the people, and our system works. That's why Donald Trump is in this position.
And finally, TSA is beefing up security all across the country and asking you to be on high alert. This after an Ohio man was charged yesterday with plotting a July 4th terrorist bombing in Cleveland. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
AR500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I am talking to Paul Markle from Student of the Gun, and now we're going to go off, you know, off the fun path and get into the serious path. What do you think of the way the leftists seem to default and continue to want to default to violence with some of the stuff they're doing? And what's going to happen when they do that in front of a bunch of people like you, or a bunch of people like me, or a combination of me, you, and our friends, or whatever? What's going to happen then when they're out there going that way? What do you think?
Actually, it's funny that you mentioned that, because we just talked about it on today's show. I applauded the guys out in Portland for fighting back. And it's as simple as this. The left, whether you call them socialists or Democrats or whatever, they're bullies. It's a party, it's an organization, it's a mindset that favors the bully.
Right.
You know, socialism are ideas that are so good that they have to be mandatory. They're ideas that are so good that you have to force people at the point of a gun to embrace them. And what we're seeing in Antifa and BLM and all these other fringe groups is nothing less than schoolyard bullying. And it always has been. It's nothing new. But the bully doesn't want to fight. You know, the bully doesn't want to bully. The bully doesn't want to fight. The bully wants to force his will upon you, however right. that is. And what we have, you know, Bill, is we have the first generation of unspanked children are now in their 20s. Think about that. Think about the early 90s push, Comrade Hillary and Comrade Bill, ascended into the White House, and, you know, the It Takes a Village and all. When did the timeout, use your words, we don't spank, when did that start? Well, you know, it's been around for a while, but the big push was in the early 1990s.
Right.
So you had kids that were, you know, newborns or in kindergarten or whatever then, and now, what are they? They're fresh out of college. or, you know, they're 20, 21, 22. They're the Antifas are the first generation of unspanked children. And they grew up believing that there were no consequences for bad behavior.
Right.
They lived in a life without consequence. And so they want and they desire and they believe that they deserve whatever. If they don't get that, they lash out and they throw temper tantrums and they, you know, they resort to bullying behavior. And that's what we see in the, you know, on the streets of America in the Democrat Party and the, whatever you want to call it, Democratic Socialists or liberals or leftists. We see a bunch of bullies and a bunch of people that were raised to believe that there really weren't any consequences in life. It's just how you feel.
Right.
You know?
What happens, you think, when they come around the corner? I'll tell you a story.
You know,
I saw this ad campaign from Spikes Tactical and Pipe Hitters Union that was called Not Today Antifa. And they caught a bunch of flack from that, from the fake stream legacy media outlets that were, you know, very leftist about it. And I went to them and I begged them to be sponsors on the show just because of that attitude that they portrayed. But because it is exactly what I'm talking about, probably what you're talking about. One day they're going to come around the corner and there's going to be some people looking at them that merely see targets. They're not going to look at them as people. You know, these are going to be combatants that are veterans or something. They're going to say, you know, these guys just destroyed a whole city block. Are they doing this? Are they doing that? And no more. Where's the cops? Why aren't they stopping this? Do you see that happening?
Well, you have to wonder how far over the edge are they? And the sad thing is, though, if you listen to their own words, I've seen innumerable videos on whether it's YouTube or the news or whatever. Steven Crowder, did you see the undercover Crowder thing that was on a college campus?
Where he I read about it. Yeah.
Yeah, he sent his, I watched the video, and he sent his young guy, Jared, I think is what he calls him, not gay Jared or something. But he sent him in, you know, to cozy up to these, you know, student union Antifas, and they were telling him about how, oh, we're gonna, you know, we have knives and we have, you know, one of our members has an AK. Of course, what does that mean to them? That could be anything.
Yeah.
But they were all, you know, they thought it was good fun. They think it's all good fun. And I was talking to my sons today, and you know, after the thing in Portland, they're like, oh, well, they're gonna be armed, and they're gonna buy guns, and they're gonna force the revolution. And I was like, MF-er, you might think that that's a good idea, and you know, good on you, but it's gonna be a rude awakening. This history is not going to be on your side. And the people that are on our side are like, well, you know, you really shouldn't wish for things like that, Paul. And I said, I don't have to wish for it. I just have to close my mouth, open my ears, and listen to what they're telling me. You know, when your enemy tells you that he wants to kill you, you're not projecting. You know, that's it. You have to take them at their word. And
well, look at what they're calling us, Nazis. I mean, if they really believe we're Nazis, how do they not go that way? If they really believe that, and some of them do.
Oh, yeah, going to punch a Nazi today.
Yeah, well, I mean, how's that going to work? How's that going to work? That's not
going to
work.
Well, you know, the fact of the matter is that they're completely and totally ignorant of any kind of world history. And if you were, you know, if you had one that wasn't a raving, screaming lunatic and he said, you know, Nazi is an abbreviation, right? And they're like, well, what do you mean? You know, N-A-Z-I, what does that stand for? Well, Nazis, man, no Nazis. No, let me enlighten you, person who went to school but learned nothing. It's the National Socialist German Workers' Party.
Yep, they're socialists, Sandinista, there you go. Yeah.
They're socialists. The Nazis were socialists. Read a book.
Yeah.
Fortunately, they haven't been able to scrub all of history, and you can still find printed material from the 40s, you know, that says National Socialist, and it's in German, like Arbeit Party and so forth.
Right.
But it's Nazis are socialists. they are. They always have been.
Yep.
You know, Mussolini's fascists were socialists. But what do you do when Wikipedia and Google, and when they change the definition of Nazi to a far right leaning political ideology? And we're literally living the 1984 Orwellian scrub the truth and replace it with what fits the agenda.
Sure.
It's like Winston and his friends are at Google.
Yeah. Do you think something like that's going to happen? Do you think? Well, we got about a minute left, so I don't know if I should ask you that without giving you time to answer it. But I mean, short answer: do you think we're going to see something happen where the ultra violence they get in return is going to sort of make their head spin?
Yeah, I think they're going to do it, and I think the propaganda machine is going to immediately try and spin it in the opposite direction.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if they're how successful they'll be at it, simply because
they did it in Charlotte.
You mean Charlottesville? You mean Virginia?
Yeah, Charlottesville. They did it in Charlottesville.
I'll give you my theory on that one and see what you think about that, because this is what I miss about Paul. We used to have some really good conversations. So studentofthegun.com, that's where you can go and find things. All things Paul Markle. They got some good gear to buy. They got some good training you can do online. They're just available so many different ways. Go check them out. studentofthegun.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. we could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I am talking to Paul Markle from Student of the Gun. We just had gotten to Charlottesville. I was kind of thinking, you know, given who the one that was the organizer on the supposed right hand side, who was a leftist, you know, he's a leftist. I was kind of thinking that was leftist versus leftist, and they just used that as a means to drum up this street combat scenario that they were trying to conjure between the Antifa and Black Lives Matter and the fascists or whatever the other side was supposed to be. What I mean, when I'm looking at the players and who they are, what do you think?
It's like the Reichstag fire. You know, you set the fire, burn it down, and then you blame your enemy and you use that as an excuse for your own behavior.
Right.
Listen to your enemy. Listen to what they say. If we're like, oh, you gun guys are paranoid. No, we actually just shut up and listen to what our enemies are saying. You know, the Black Lives Matter organization, if you remember a couple of years ago, somebody sent out a sneaky YouTube cell phone video from their window while they were marching down the streets of New York screaming, what do we want, dead cops? When do we want them now?
Yep.
That was before the Dallas police murders. That was before the deputy got shot in the back of the head at a gas pump. That was before many of the recent police assassinations. BLM's walking down the streets, marching down the streets of New York, screaming, what do we want, dead cops? You know, when an organization says that, you should take them at their word.
Sure.
They're not joking. When they get these Antifas and undercover videos talking about how they're buying guns and hiding guns, and they're going to these rallies and so forth. It's going to happen. But like you said, it's going to happen, and immediately the state propaganda organ is going to go into work, and it's going to turn it around. That's one of the many things that we point out during Student of the Gun Radio is essentially the lies and propaganda that we're told every day and how they actually do it. For instance, look at what's going on right now with the Las Vegas videos being released, you know, the surveillance video or the Metro PD videos.
Right.
They've been sitting on that since last October. They've known they've had it. They haven't released it. So they release it right before the 4th of July holiday when they know the vast majority of Americans have checked out and they're worried about fishing and camping and barbecues and so forth. So, yeah, they felt like they needed to get it out because eventually it was going to get leaked anyway. So what do? You don't think it's a coincidence that they released that right before a holiday? Because there's no coincidence in America.
Yeah, there's not very much of that. So as far as Charlottesville, though, do you think it is possible it could have been leftist versus leftist to develop this optic?
Oh, absolutely. Everything I've seen was that, you know, they're trying to say that this – yeah, they were begging. They were begging for that. They wanted it. They wanted the story. And you can tell by the media reaction immediately afterwards. I mean, it was almost they were calling for, you know, rounding up Trump voters and putting them in camps. We were that close.
Yep. Well, I look at some of this stuff and I think about, like, the John Brown Gun Club. Have you seen those guys?
No.
The John Brown Gun Club, they put out video and they'll be, like, engaging targets at, like, 20 feet. And there'll be all kinds of dust getting kicked up around the target and everything. They're not really hitting the target. And not all of the guns are actually firing because some of them are fake.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at them and I'm like, do you guys actually want to engage with the, I mean, most of them, what percentage of them would you say has military experience? Zero?
Oh, I don't know. I'm sure they have some. The fact is that street gangs in the United States have been deliberately sending their members into the Army for a long time.
Right.
To get military training. But the good news is that modern army training is pretty piss poor anyway, so there's that good news.
Well, I mean, none of these guys, none of the Antifa are in the hardcore gangs, are they?
I don't know. You know, I don't know where these people are coming from. You got, certainly a lot of the BLMs are. And they're, you know, whatever their fringe groups are, whatever they call themselves. But we're reliving, and see, we didn't have the internet in the 1970s, but we're reliving the 1970s.
Right.
And if you read Jonah Goldberg's book, Liberal Fascism?
I don't like Jonah Goldberg because Jonah is a never Trumper, and I'm not. You know, I was not a big Trump fan. I'm with him because he's the president of the United States and he's doing things. But some mm-hmm. of these protests that some of these guys come up with, like Jonah. Is just sitting around just being sour because we didn't listen to him.
Right. Well, I don't know about that, but I know I read the book a couple of years ago. And if you read it, and he basically, you know, he does a really good job laying out the socialist / communist pushes in the United States of America.
Right.
From the 20s to the 40s to the 60s to what's going on right now. And there's very, very strong parallels between what was happening in the United States of America in the late 60s and early 70s as to what's happening right now. Police assassinations, discord all over, you know, these college campuses, students for the Democrat Society and blah, blah, blah. It's like they literally have a playbook and they keep reinstituting it. And sadly, is we always forget history. And so we have people today on our side that like, why is this happening and how is this happening? And I don't understand it. And if you just look back, they're like, oh, yeah, the Black Panthers and Students for Democrat Society and, you know, they were assassinating police officers on the streets of Chicago and New York and D.C. All over the United States. College students were rioting and breaking, you know, smashing windows and so forth. And it was all for, you know, the greater good and socialism and you know, the people and blah, 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 blah. It's just a replay, only now we have smartphones and, you know, the internet.
Right. Well, that part of it, I look at it and I think everybody thinks because we have smartphones and iPads and internet and all this other stuff that we're supposed to be something different than we are.
Oh, yeah, we're all like spaceman geniuses, and the truth is we're regressing as a society.
Well, the part of us that believe that they can do whatever they want without any retribution, I know that you're right about the propaganda machine. The only problem is going to be with all the proliferation of video and everything that's going on right now. I wouldn't be surprised to see a bunch of people going to counter-protest with body cams on at some point.
Oh, yeah, they already are.
Yeah,
they already are. And the trick is how fast can YouTube pull down video that it doesn't approve of?
Well, I mean, YouTube is one outlet, but, I mean, video has a way of getting out. That's the problem with video.
Oh, yeah.
It has a way of getting out.
And that's the good thing.
Yeah. So
that is a good thing.
I mean, right now, YouTube is reviewing my channel, and I can tell you that I'm as soft core as it comes when it comes to being a gun reviewer. And they're looking at me, so.
Oh, we just got an arbitrary strike from something we put up 2 years ago. And it wasn't even a video. It was actually just was audio of the radio show. You know how you take your radio audio and you just put up a photo and let the audio run so people can use YouTube.
That's how James Yeager's channel got taken down. He was a guest on my show, and then he put the audio on his channel, and he was going to help me out, right? He puts the audio on his channel, and that's how his first channel got pulled down, was having my audio with a snapshot up there for 40 minutes.
Well, good job.
Hey, yeah, he congratulated me on that, too. Right. I'm doing my best. Truth About Guns, Paul is there. It's literally a 24-hour day, 7-day a week, 365 days.
You mean Student of the Gun?
Student, what did I say?
You just said the truth about posers.
No, I did not. I might have said the truth about guns.
Yeah, go back and listen to the audio.
I will.
Well, you didn't say posers.
Student of the Gun.
The truth about posers. Student of the Gun.
Student of the Gun. And how often do you put out the audio?
Every week. We have public broadcast Monday and Wednesday of the radio show, and then we have the grad program that gets the bonus hour Thursday and Friday. And the TV material is available on Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire, Chromecast. But if you go to studentofthegun.com, you can, you know, find out that there's audio and video and books, and I've written a couple of books.
Literally every medium available to you. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir. I'll be in touch. Hour number two is inbound. Right. Coming up next, Jessica Nyberg from the Sportsman Channel. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.